Welcome back. Well, typically, scholarly works can be a little on the dry side, but one local professor's latest in the genre is a little more colorful. It turns out there's a punk culture here on the First Coast, and Dr. Mike Lohr, sociology professor at FSCJ, is writing about it. He joins us now with more. So this is pretty cool, I have to say. We played a little music just for you. What's this all Thanks. About?
In sociology, we've been really interested in the Mohawk and the safety pin, and
how punk guys and women look.
Yeah, how they look, mm-hmm. and also their lyrics. Mm-hmm. So you know, they say very provocative things. People think that punk music is the music of the young proletariat, maybe, or something. And what me and my co-author were studying is actually how people embody the music by things like their dance moves, like the mosh pit, moshing, stage diving, how they do sing-alongs with each other. So there's basically like a pile-on. You know, people are grabbing the microphone, jumping off the stage, jumping on top of each other.
It's all fun.
Yes.
Now, this is a scholarly article you've mm-hmm. published, correct?
Yes, yes.
Where can people read this?
So this is in the Journal of Contemporary Ethnography. It's one of the top ethnography journals in sociology. And it's if you have research library privileges.
And you can read it anytime.
Yes.
But your interest came from just being a fan of the music?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I've been a musician actually since I was 15, played guitar, played bass. I sing. I put air quotes over that because it's actually more like yelling. Basically, I've toured from Chicago all the way out east, out west, even been up to Canada. And so from that experience all the way going back to when I was 15, I was really, really interested in what's going on here in the music scene.
And let's talk Chicago, about that yeah. for a minute. Mm-hmm. Chicago obviously has a really vibrant punk scene, but mm-hmm. people might not realize so does Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What's going on locally?
Yeah, so currently, there are a couple of Jacksonville bands, I believe Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Yellow Card, Inspection 12, there's a band called Holy Bread, and then in the past there was Stevie Stiletto and the Switchblades, and actually a bunch of my students at FSCJ were telling me, they were informing me, because this is how I cultivate my quote informants, we're telling me that Jacksonville's punk scene is kind of stuck in the 90s, and which is sort of a good thing. I'm not sure yet if there are any, you know, basement shows or garage shows going on around here still, but the Borough Bar and Jackrabbits both are places that sometimes have punk things going on.
And why do you think it's a form of music that has such staying power culturally?
So part of it is that it's a real... It offers the musicians and the fans a way to alternately express what they think about society. So it's a real way for it's an alternative to whiteness. It's an alternative to class in our society. It's an alternative to a lot of the gender roles that we play in society. It actually offers the musicians and the fans a toolkit to create an alternate identity.
Fascinating. I want to read this entire piece. Of course, as you mentioned, you've got to have academic privileges. Maybe a book soon, right?
Yes, it definitely is going to become a book. Me and my co-author are in the process of writing a proposal, and we're thinking about how do we package the technology of the collective. How do we get this idea of the mosh pit, the stage dive, and the role reversals out to a more general public, and we're going to hopefully have the hook of punk's not dead, or is it?
Well, keep us posted.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
He's Dr. Mike Lohr, professor of sociology at FSCJ. Punk, of course, is still around. So is Miranda Lambert, Lisa Loeb, and even Lord of the Dance. So.